What's going on? What's going on? This is your boy Commotion, and welcome to Coda Black once again. I appreciate you all for tuning in. Man, it's currently about 60 degrees right now in Atlanta, Georgia, with the high 63 and the low of 55 degrees right now in the A. Man, you know, it's Super Sunday, Superb Sunday, as I like to call it sometimes. If you go to church or if you went to church, whatever you did, meditating, pray, you know, I just hope that you was on time doing whatever you were doing today. And I hope that you made sure that you kept positive spirits, positive vibes, and a positive outlook and perspective on life as a whole, because it makes a big difference. You already know. But man, I was supposed to go to church today. I actually took off this Sunday from work. And I was going to attend my youth pastor's new church, my old youth pastor's new church. And for some reason, they wasn't there, for whatever reason or another. So I just came on back home, you know, and figured I'd talk to you all today. I don't usually do the weekends, but I think I'm going to start doing Sundays. You know, just try to help everybody get their mind right, prepare for the week, you know. But yeah, man, I hope y'all having a good day so far. If we can, man, let's go ahead and get into the opening quote of the day. We are all either wheels or connectors. Whichever we are, we must find the truth and balance, which is a bicycle. Trust and balance are also essential to true love. Shout out to the queen, Nikki Giovanni, the well-known Afro-American poet, writer, commentator, activist, and educator. And she was the jack of all trades, man. As much of our people are. Most of our people are jack of all trades. Creators, you know. But man, I need to go ahead and say something. Somebody asked me why I don't touch on real life issues, quote unquote. I just feel like, you know, that's not the main focus. The focus of this podcast, Coded Black, is to empower my Afro-American people and empower people as a whole, you know, but specifically us, because we've been held down and powerless for so long as a whole, you know. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, why not empower ourselves, you know? We got to start somewhere. Everything starts small, even on a little podcast called Coded Black, you know. So, I mean, go figure, you know. I can touch on real life issues. I can talk about President 45. In my specific opinion, he doesn't deserve for me to even say his full name after I say president. So I'm going to say President 45. I can talk about the school shooting that happened in Florida. I can talk about various issues, child trafficking, sex trafficking victims. I can touch on all of that. And I will touch on that in the near future. But that's not the point of this podcast. The point of this podcast is to remain positive inside of real life issues. Because it's hard to remain positive in the negative world that we're in. It's been negative, you know, for as long as I've been alive. But, you know, we use music, different things to help us cope with all the bad things that happen in this world and try to balance them out with the good positivity, the good vibes, you know what I'm saying? Love, peace, unity, and solidarity, you know? That should be the goal, honestly. But, you know, I just had to, you know, caveat and, you know, let people know the true point of this podcast, you know, to empower each other, man. We hear enough negative stuff. Let's hear some positive now. That's what I like to hear. I know what's going on in reality. I'm not living in a fabricated world. I'm living in a world just like you all, you know. But I really have a passion for empowering people, you know, and empowering myself. Because you got to start with you. Anyways, man, I'm kind of touching into the topic. Excuse me for rambling. I ain't trying to take up too much of you all Sunday. But the topic. Let's go ahead and get into the topic of the day. I feel like being that it's the start of the week, why not do the three keys to begin a new week the right way? And I'm not no psychological guru or anything, you know. But I do know how I like to start my week, and maybe I can give you some advice on how to start your week, because we all know that life can hit at any point. And you can at least begin the three key, you can at least begin the week, excuse me, by these three keys: preparation, the approach, and meditation. So number one, preparation. You can prepare for your week in numerous ways. Whether you have kids, you can prepare their lunch. You can go ahead and cook dinner for the week, or at least for 3 days. I'm not telling you how to be a parent. I'm just giving advice and giving a couple tips. You can prepare yourself a lunch for work. You know, providing that you have the proper financial circumstances to prepare these things. You can prioritize, okay, what needs to be done after I get off work, or what needs to be done before I go to work. What can I do while I'm at work? If you have the opportunity to do additional things, in, you know, from your personal life. You know, if you're in school, you can go ahead and knock out your homework. Preparing for the week is just being an adult, you know. And, you know, I'm trying to get better at preparing for my week as well, because I was on point when I was in the Army. But I'm not in the Army no more, so I can't use that excuse, you know. So that's number one, preparation. Just prioritizing, putting things in place that can be put in place. You know, just to make your week easier. So that way if life happens, which it always does most of the time, then you know you won't be in such a frantic, won't be in such a frenzy and panic mode, you know. Because it's hard out here, I understand. That's number one, preparation. Number two, the approach. Now we all know negative vibes can affect us heavily. Like, there's no doubt about it, man. I don't care who you are. You know, so with the approach, just try to start it as positive as you can. You know, because like I said, life always happens, but we can make adjustments. Just, a, you know, you can talk to yourself and say, hey, I will have a good week. I will continue to be confident throughout this week. If I have a big interview coming up, if I have a big presentation, whatever. Whatever is important in your mind throughout the week. You know, I know you think about it a lot, and you're so hesitant on, you know, doing it because you're so nervous, but you want to do it. I understand all of that. So, you know, I think speaking stuff into existence and continuing to encourage yourself is very useful, man. It's very useful because people are not always going to be around to lift you up or say, hey, man, it's all good. You got it. People are not always around to do that. Everyone has their own specific lives. So you can take the onus upon yourself to encourage yourself. It could be something simple. Ladies could be looking in the mirror. I am beautiful. I am gorgeous. I am fine. I am bad. Whatever term you want to use. I'm on fleek. I'm fleeky. Whatever, man. For my fellas, you know, we could look into the mirror. I'm handsome. I am a leader. I will make it. I will lead my family. I will be a strong man. I will take on leadership roles and exhaust all of my options to be a better leader. Whatever, man. Whatever is specific to your life, you can use that to empower yourself, encourage yourself. So that's number two, the approach. Number three, meditation. Now, I think to be positive and remain positive, you truly must encourage yourself and inspire yourself. and no one can consistently motivate you. That's up to you. So I think the approach and meditation kind of goes hand in hand. I think you first start with the approach. Or either or. You can start with either or. Meditation is key. Just, you can sit in your room and just think about all of what you need to do. Think about what makes you you. A lot of people compare themselves to others. You know, they get on Instagram. They watch the television. They watch these reality shows. Whatever. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? You are you for a reason. And you must, we must remember that. I must remember that. You, me, I, her, he, they, y'all. We all got to remember that, man. Especially our people. We are kings and queens. And a king and queen must carry themselves as such. You know? It's always easier said than done. But I believe that if you just continue to practice things, it will become a habit. And it will be a habit to be confident. It will be a habit to encourage yourself. That's not being cocky. That's just loving thyself, you know? That's in the Bible. Love thyself, you know? So, I mean, you know, that's pretty much all I got for y'all today, man. That was number 3, meditation. So we did preparation, the approach, and meditation as the 3 keys to begin a new week the right way. Like I said, the goal is always to educate, inspire, and enlighten. And I know y'all hear that dope common track, The People. That's a freaking classic. I don't care what nobody say. The perfect empowerment song, man. It's real, like he talks about real life and empowerment at the same time in the song. So shout out to the King Common. He been doing this conscious rap. Been doing it, man. Probably like 20 plus years. Probably 25 plus years, man. Shout out to the King, man. But I appreciate you all for tuning in. And always remember, winners make adjustments. Peace, my kings and queens. Commotion checking out. Just